The National Cotton Council is working with USDA to learn more about the structure and details of the marketing facilitation program that was announced by the president a few weeks ago. The program is still being developed by the Department of Agriculture, and it also is under review by the Office of Management and Budget. Reese Langley, vice president of Washington operations for the National Cotton Council, oversees this cooperative effort, and he joins us with more updates from the week in Washington.
In addition to that, the Cotton Council will be working closely with USDA as they begin their work to implement the recently passed Agricultural Disaster Assistance Bill. That assistance is expected to be delivered through the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program, similar to the program that was in place following the 2017 natural disasters. However, there are some important enhancements and improvements that we believe need to be made in implementing this program in response to the 2018 and 2019 losses. And so we will be working closely with USDA as well as members of Congress to try to advocate for those changes.
Meanwhile, the House continues its work on the appropriations front.
Next week, we expect the House to take up a second package of funding bills, and in that package, we think the agriculture appropriations bill for FY20 will be included, and so we will be watching closely to see what amendments are filed that might relate to or make changes to ag policy as part of that appropriations debate, and we'll be working to ensure that as part of that process, there are no damaging amendments that are offered, or if so, that they are defeated so that they don't undo important policy provisions that were just recently agreed to in the Farm Bill that was passed in late 2018.